Hello, and welcome to the Pea Podcast, the leading podcast for collectors of books of, about, and related to the comic strip Peapod. I'm your host, Earl T. Grant, the professional Peapod nerd with more than 1,000 Peapod books in his collection. Today, I'm delving into that big pile of books and continuing my look at Peapod reference books, by which I mean not reference books about the Peapod strip, but rather reference books that use Peapod illustrations, such as the Peapod Thesaurus. Well, not such as that, specifically that. The Peapod Thesaurus was issued in 1977, published by Funkin Websters, a publisher of discount and, frankly, disreputable school books and reference works. For those of you who've never seen a thesaurus, they generally
sound like this.
Brian, hush. I'm trying to record a podcast.
Paleontologists believed that the thesaurus was a herbivore who could grow to be 30 feet long, that they had a mating season in the late winter and a gestation period of 10 months. Paleoastrologers believed they died off because this meant that most of them were Sagittariuses, and so they were picky eaters who would not eat their vegetables.
No, Brian. A thesaurus is a book. It's kind of like a dictionary, only instead of giving definitions, it just gives a list of other words that mean the same thing. So if I look up car, it'll say automobile and vehicle. Or if I look up quick, it'll say
fast!
You got it. And it also has a list of words that mean the opposite of that word. So if I look up big, it will list little and small. Got it?
I think so.
Good. Anyway, I'm recording a podcast, so quiet.
Loud.
No, I mean, I need silence so I can record, so stop.
Continue!
No!
Yes!
Shut up!
Elise!
just go get yourself a cookie, okay? That he listens to. Anyway, where was I? This thesaurus, while I suppose well-intended, had two basic problems. One is that there's not an obvious way to work the Peapod characters into the text of a thesaurus. Oh, sure, you can pick pictures to go along with it, and there are plenty of Peapod pictures in there, from the strip and from the TV specials, and they even reuse some art that was created for ads for Light Lard, the diet shortening product that licensed Peapod for their advertising in the late 1960s. But thesauruses don't have example sentences like some dictionaries do, so instead they tried throwing the characters into synonyms and antonyms, really usually the antonyms. So the antonym of clean is Dirtbag Dave, and the antonym of square is the Bluebird of Hippiness. The other problem is that, rather than developing a new thesaurus from scratch, Funkin Webster decided to just Peapodize an existing thesaurus. And being too cheap to pay for the rights to a new thesaurus, they instead used a public domain thesaurus from 1913, which is rather out of date. It's not a big problem that it didn't have words like digital or genetic, but it is a problem that the synonyms for Jew are cheapskate and devil. The antonym for Christian is sinner, and I don't even want to say what they had as White's antonym.
Does it have an antonym for antonym?
Amy, hush!
Because the antonym of antonym is synonym, but there's no synonym for synonym.
I like antonym. I want to see that new movie, Antonym and the Wasp.
Hey, Bri, did you know that the antonym of the Wasp is the Black Panther?
Huh? Both of you, stop it. I'm trying to record here. Can you see that red light? That means that the microphone is live.
It is? Why, that's a miracle.
What does it eat?
It doesn't.
I'm going to get the microphone cookie.
Can you get me one, too? And by one, too, I mean 12.
That does it. I guess that does it for this episode of the Peapodcast. For more on the latest Peapod news, be sure to stop by the blog. And until next time, may you find the synonyms for all the synonyms in your life. May Dirtbag Dave not darken your doorstep. And may all your pods be peaceful. Stop trying to feed the microphone a cookie.